Hey everyone, welcome back to Teaching General Conference. My name is Kurt Frankham, and today I will be going over President Russell M. Nelson's most recent talk, which was Rejoice in the Gift of Priesthood Keys, which he gave in the April 2024 General Conference. And like always with President Nelson, this one is packed full of doctrine, concepts, teaching opportunities, questions, and whenever we consider a conference talk, really any conference talk, but especially President Nelson's conference talks, we've got to step back and discipline ourselves to not try and teach everything or try and fit everything into our lesson, because there is so much here. You could make a lesson out of every paragraph alone in this talk. And so just consider that as maybe you review it. Another thing to consider is if you're doing that, if you're only going to focus on a specific portion of the talk or a handful of doctrines that he addresses in the talk, then you need to give your class a heads up, whether it's an Elders Quorum class, Relief Studies class, and you can send out an email, a text, ask the bishop to send out a mass email to the ward to just give them a heads up of, hey, brother, sister, so-and-so is going to be teaching this lesson, or the week before you can say, I'm teaching next week, and we're only going to focus on these concepts, or here's a handful of questions that you can consider as you review this talk, right? Another great way to do this is to invite individuals to participate in the preparation with you. So you may find a section of the talk that you're going to focus on and give them a paragraph and say, not only do I want you to read this paragraph in next week's lesson or the next lesson, whatever it is, but I want you to consider some things in it. Maybe teach us a 5-minute sermon from the doctrines talked about in the session. Okay. So let's go ahead and I'll pull up the talk here on my screen. And here it is here. And I've already gone through and, you know, just as I do with any talks, this is good practice. Go through and just read it once over. And as I'm reading it, I'm highlighting things, right? I put a quick question here about the Kirtland Temple. You know, who has been to the Kirtland Temple? What makes the temple so significant? So I'm just reading over. If something jumps out at me, show us the seminar video. I'll get to that in a minute. Just putting some notes here on different things. Another thing I do is I will highlight things in red, which I can classify as a doctrine of the gospel. Okay, like these are eternal truths or concepts that we would classify as doctrine in the church. Okay, and that way that's going to guide me. For example, I mean, this is a doctrinal paragraph, right? You could do a whole lesson just on this paragraph. So that's going to be on my list of, hey, do I just want to focus on that one? Or maybe I'll pair it with another one, another paragraph or another doctrine taught in there. Okay, so I just go through, questions come up. This is also something I look for is when things are numbered, right? It's almost as if they're handing you a lesson plan. Like President Nelson is saying, here's a lesson plan you could do. He invites us to consider the following three statements. So those three statements alone, you could make a lesson around that. Give one statement to a handful of individuals who are going to attend your class and have them come prepared to discuss these on an application level of, this is what the gathering of Israel is evident that God loves all of his children everywhere means to me, right? And they can expand that way. So as you see, I've just gone through this quick once over, highlighting some things. Now, obviously he announced some temples. That's always fun, you know, to hear in conference. Doesn't need to take up a lot of time, if really no time in your lesson, but these are always tempting to do, right? You have such a limited time in the class that, really don't worry about these things. Or even at the beginning, he starts about talking about him and President Oakes have hit the 40 years of being an apostle, right? Again, you just skip over that. No need to, you're not reviewing the talk. That's a good principle. Always remember, you're not reviewing the talk. You're simply going over you're teaching specific doctrines from the talk so that people leave feeling like, wow, I felt the spirit of that doctrine. I want to change. I want to repent. I want to go to the temple. I want to do something different. I want to change. That's our goal here, right? Not just to review the talk. Now, one thing I'm going to mention, just a few a few tips here. In the talk, he talks about, or he encourages us to review Doctrine and Covenants section 109, because that is the dedicatory prayer for the Kirtland Temple. And again, chock full of doctrine, right? It could be a whole year's study of for a Sunday school class or a priesthood and relief society type of class. Now, it's tempting. Maybe we'll start digging into Doctrine and Covenants 109. Like, again, there's way too much to cover. That might not be the best idea. However, one thing I would suggest to you, and you have to run this by the powers that be, the Sunday school president, the bishop, the elders quorum president, it's really study president, whomever. But I've heard of these other stakes who have been doing like more of an intense study time, even during the week, right? They'll meet on a Wednesday, a Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. People can gather. It's fully optional, but say, hey, for the next 6 weeks, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, they're going to lead an in-depth study of Doctrine and Covenants 109, or finding a group of people willing to open their home in the ward, right? Maybe they live in different parts of the home. Well, we're going to go to the Fulmer's house on this night, and they're going to lead a weekly study about Doctrine and Covenants section 109. So this lesson could be sort of a kickoff experience of saying, hey, not only are we starting here talking about the rejoice and the gift of priesthood keys, but President Nelson has asked us to study Doctrine and Covenants section 109. So we're going to get together and do that. Fully optional. If you want to join, and again, you just sort of talk about the organization, how you're going to do that. We're going to meet at this home. We're going to meet at the church. We're going to do this every week. And again, you're inviting a community experience, which is going to bond people. And it's going to just help the word so much better that way. All right. Another thing to consider is, obviously, this talk is talking about priesthood keys. A lot of members may not understand the dynamics of priesthood keys. What are they? We often like throw these terms around. All right, the bishop has keys, right? The stake president has keys. Or some people misunderstand keys are just synonymous with priesthood power or authority, which they're not, right? Priesthood keys are the authority to govern God's work, govern the church, govern the ward in specific areas, right? So, or when we hear at General Conference, President Nelson has all priesthood keys. Well, what does that mean, right? A lot of members don't understand that. One thing to do maybe is an introductory to this lesson is to invite every key holder in your ward into the room. Now, this might get a little tricky with, the Elders Quorum presidents, maybe an Elders Quorum or whatever it may be, but because, you may have the Deacons Quorum president, you bring the Teachers Quorum president, you bring the bishop, right? You bring the generally, maybe if the stake president's in your ward, he could be there, right? Maybe there's the mission president isn't too far away. He has priesthood keys. And bring those people into the room, and you could even have fun with it, saying, all right, what do these individuals have in common, right? Now, it may not take them too long to recognize that, oh, yeah, they are the key holders in our wards. And then to have each one talk about that experience of holding priesthood keys, right? You can open up to the class. Has anybody else in here held priesthood keys? Right? Maybe in a really study, that's not going to be overly helpful, but in Elders Quorum, right? You can have maybe a former bishop talk about his experience holding priesthood keys. What you're doing is you're really making this doctrine tangible. You're bringing it into the application realm of like, this is what it looked like to have priesthood keys. This is how I felt when I had priesthood keys. This is how I felt when those priesthood keys were given to someone else and removed from me, right? So that might be maybe a good introductory there. Another thing you could do is in this lesson, he talks about just the, let me see if I can find, I'll bring this back on the screen here, down here. He talks about all right, here he talks about consider how your life would be different if priesthood keys had not been restored to the earth. Without priesthood keys, you could not be endowed with the power of God. Without priesthood keys, the church could serve only as a significant teaching and humanitarian organization, but nothing much more. When he said this, it really hit me. I mean, I guess I knew that, but yeah, what is the church without keys? He even references in here that Joseph Smith needed the keys to organize the church. He had the authority. He had the Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthood, conferred upon him. Why couldn't he start the church with that? He needed the governing powers of the priesthood keys, right? And so I love that contrast that President Nelson creates here of like, what is the church without the priesthood keys? Well, it's still a good thing, right? It's still a teaching organization, still a humanitarian organization, but not much more. Whoa, right? And again, this isn't to, he even says there's great, what does he say? Without priesthood keys, none of us have access to essential ordinances and covenants that bind us to our loved ones eternally. And then he says, priesthood keys distinguish the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from other organizations on earth. Now, of course, you don't want to build a dynamic where you're, because he says many organizations can and do make your life better here in mortality. Like our other churches that we see, our loved ones go to, our neighbors. I mean, those are remarkable things. You can share personal experience of when you attend these other churches, ordinances aren't necessarily highlighted, right? Communion isn't always a thing that happens every week, but in the restored gospel, we have highlighted there. So again, there's just so much here to consider as you're inviting people to consider what are priesthood keys and the impact they have on us. All right. Now going back to the idea I was beginning to articulate is President Nelson, he articulates in here the importance of priesthood keys and what difference they make in our life. A good way to even start out the lesson and get the class talking, right? This is the prime the pump concept, where if you want a class that is sharing comments, raising their hands, participating, you have to warm them up in the beginning or prime the pump. And by doing that, you just simply ask a question that really everybody can answer. And they're not going to be overly embarrassed to answer. You could easily get a simple, cheap map, right? Paper map of the world or of the country, depending on where you're located, and have people talk about, if you're in the United States, it makes sense. Maybe just have a United States map, because I would guess 95, if not everybody, 95%, or if not 100% of people in the room were married or sealed in within the boundaries of the United States, and just ask them, all right, let's put a dot on here of every place that people in the room were sealed, right? So you get people raising their hands, and I love telling people, I was born and raised in Utah. They may assume I was sealed in the Salt Lake Temple or Jordan River Temple or right, Timpanogos Temple, but I was in fact sealed in the Idaho Falls Temple because my wife is from Blackfoot, Idaho. And so it's not a temple that gets a lot of attention. And so I feel it's kind of unique that I was sealed in the Idaho Falls Temple. And so giving people opportunity to raise their hand, we were the Idaho Falls Temple, right? And then you build this map of people in the room of where they were sealed. Now, if they said, I was, I was sealed in the Swiss Temple or whatever, you can maybe note that. But if you don't have a world map, right? And just so it'd be interesting, sort of a community reflection, and people would be like, I didn't know you were you're sealed in the Idaho Falls Temple, right? And if people aren't sealed there, where do you want to be sealed, right? And maybe add those to the map. So again, just a simple way of getting people involved in the lesson that way. There are some phenomenal videos. Let me pull this up here. First of all, I'll just reference this. Elder Stevenson, this was back in April of 2016, gave a great conference talk on priesthood keys. You could cross-reference it with here. But again, it's not like you need more content to share per se. Obviously, President Nelson talks about the Kirtland Temple. This might be just a fun thing to show really quickly if you have a TV available. This is a 3D tour of the Kirtland Temple. Another thing to do would be to invite those who have actually been to the Kirtland Temple to talk about their experience. What was it like? What surprised you? Right? Because most people, a lot of members, I think, assume or make the assumption or wonder if someday the church will turn the Kirtland Temple into a more modern temple where the ordinances of the temple are performed. I would say that's very, very or not very likely, just because when you go there, I've been there before, and it's small, right? There's not a lot of space to create a typical temple, but it's kind of cool to take people through a temple tour that way. Okay, so I'll link to these in the show notes and in the description of this video. Another thing to do is, this is the old seminary video. I remember, I think this came out in the 90s. I remember watching it in seminary. It just talks about what happened in the temple to give people like a visual of when Jesus Christ and all those prophets came, restored keys, the impact, the ordinances that happened, the ceilings, so forth. A lot of people may not realize that the community of Christ, who were the former owners of the Kirtland Temple, actually don't believe in it, or this isn't part of their faith tradition that the keys were restored to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. And so this is a really important thing that's going to be emphasized now in the Kirtland Temple, now that the church owns it, that this remarkable, crucial part of our history took place in the Kirtland Temple, restoring those keys and why they're so important, right? And this one, since I'm going through videos, this one I really appreciated, done by Called to Share. This may be a good way to close out the lesson. It just goes through, and I'll let you watch it on your own time, but it goes through a map with quotes of the prophets that existed there. And it's like, it's so cool to see it ramp up to modern day, because it just becomes like a firework show, right? Just so many temples out there. And so this would be a great video, just a visual of the power of the restored keys that lead to temples and the impact, you know, this beautiful vision that President Nelson has of getting temples close to people, right? We think he's done announcing temples, and every conference he comes up with 15 or 20 more to announce, right? It's so inspiring. So that may be something to consider as well to show. All right. So going back to the talk, I mean, there's some great questions here. I'll just go through, make sure I didn't miss anything here. The Kirtland Temple, this is where I like asking people if they've been to the temple. Why is the temple so significant, especially in our faith tradition? This is, you know, President Nelson talks about the experience in 1836. Instead, you could show the seminary video to give people a visual. What does it mean to you that I will manifest myself to my people in mercy in this house? Right? Obviously, God manifests himself to Joseph Smith, and he will manifest himself to others, right? Just in our experience attending temple. But why is it, you know, what's the significance of the concept of mercy, right? So many questions to ask there. Why couldn't Joseph Smith organize the church without keys, right? That's what President Nelson said here. The keys gave Joseph Smith authority to organize the church. Why is that, right? I think the more and more that people understand the purpose of priesthood keys, it'll really help their understanding the purpose of the church and why we show up every Sunday, right? How would your life be different without keys? That's the question that President Nelson asked there. Again, this is a simple outline. You could do so much with these three points. So that might be something to consider. There's rest, you know, these are doctrinal points. I mean, just such a powerful promise. Like, it's always helpful to highlight the promises that our prophet gives us, right? Or our prophet, seers, and revelators in their conference talks. My dear brothers and sisters, here is my promise. Nothing will help you more to hold fast to the iron rod than worshiping in the temple as regularly as your circumstances permit. Nothing will protect you more as you encounter the world's mists of darkness. Nothing will bolster your testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ and his atonement, or help you understand God's magnificent plan more. Nothing will soothe your spirit more during times of pain. Nothing opens the heavens more. Nothing. When President Nelson needs to make a bold statement, he is an artist at bold statements. So really cool. There's the gist of the talk. A lot to consider. That maybe gives you some ideas to consider, some places to a jump off point in your preparation. as you're prayerful, as you consider the audience, what you can highlight. But hopefully this talk really highlights why a church needed to be restored, what it needed to be restored with, those priesthood keys, the purpose of priesthood keys, the doors that those keys unlock through ordinances, the blessings they unlock, the relationships, the eternal relationships they unlocked. It is so good. So I'd love to get any of your ideas, what you tried. Just put them in the comments on YouTube on this video, and let's keep the conversation going, sharing ideas, thoughts. This will definitely be one that I would be surprised if not, 90% of Elders Quorums and Relief Societies in the church don't focus on this one. So hope this is helpful as you explore and prepare to teach President Russell M. Nelson's talk, Rejoice in the Gift of Priesthood Keys. It is definitely worth rejoicing about. All right, we'll talk to you later.